Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight's crowd paid for reassurance. They wanted soft landings. They wanted someone to tell them the dream was real and the alarm clock was the lie. Instead, they got 15 wisdom traditions and a question that is still dissolving. One question, many answers. Nobody gets a refund.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. Every day, one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. You can find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why do we have to come back from dreams instead of the other way around? Two people could ask this and want completely opposite answers. One woke up mid-reaching toward a face that dissolved, and wants someone to say the dream was more real than the ceiling. The other woke up relieved, grateful the fog burned off, and wants someone to explain why waking ever felt like exile in the first place. Same words, opposite prayers. Why do we have to come back from dreams? Vedantic philosophy does something almost unfair right out of the gate. It says, trace the traveler. You wake up and say, I returned. But in that dark gap between dreaming and waking, nobody filed a report of absence. The dreamer didn't pack a bag. The waker didn't open a door. There's a witness, what the tradition calls the Atman, the awareness before whom both states appear. And that witness never crossed any threshold at all. It's not that you return from the dream. It's that the dream returns to you.
Beautiful framing until you remember you slept terribly. Existentialism comes in right behind it and calls the whole premise dishonest. It says, dreams cost you nothing. That's exactly why you can't stay. Nothing that costs nothing can mean anything. In sleep, your scenery in your own story. Authored, carried, no decisions required. Waking is the only place your freedom is real enough to actually hurt. That chest heaviness in the morning isn't exile. It's the price of admission to a life that's actually yours.
And Islam lands differently than both of those. It says the dream is a mercy, a thinning of the veil, 66th of prophecy in Islamic thought, a gift sent through what it calls sleep's little death. But mercy is not assignment. You were named Khalifa, steward, over this earth, and not that one. The waking world has hunger your actual hand could feed. The dream world doesn't. That's the move. Not that waking is better, but that it's the only place your responsibility is real.
Three traditions, three completely different reasons to wake up. Vedanta says there was no journey. Existentialism says the journey is the whole point. Islam says the destination was never in question. Now throw Taoism in, which is going to make exactly none of that easier. It says, stop asking which side is solid. Don't press your waking mind against the membrane trying to audit which life is real. The valley doesn't check the wind's credentials before opening. The hollow in the hub is what makes the wheel turn. You're the hollow. Stop trying to be a spoke.
The tradition I keep coming back to, and I'm picturing a gym locker room for this one, the specific moment after a workout when you're just staring at your own face in the mirror and you can't remember what you were so sure of an hour ago, is Sufism. There's a dervish in the tradition's literature who wept every dawn, not from grief, because the light came like a thief and stole his disillusion. His teacher told him, "The beloved put the ache in your waking hours because a sleeping man cannot choose to stay." That's the one that actually hurts. The dream isn't where you were lost, it's where you were let off the hook, and the hook is the point. Zen just blew all of this up, by the way. A student asked the master this exact question. The master picks up his sandal, walks to his mat, lies down, blows out the lantern. You are still deciding which room was real. If I'm calling one tradition first about this question, it's Sufism, because it's the only one that names the ache without trying to cure it. It says the grief of waking is not a malfunction. It's proof you were somewhere worth losing. Come back tomorrow. The question will be different.
The arena is emptying. Half this crowd is staring at the ceiling. The other half just closed their eyes again on purpose. Nobody got comfortable answers tonight, folks. They got 15 traditions and a dissolved face and a Zen master who answered with a sandal, which honestly is the most honest thing that has ever happened in this building. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily and multilingual. Keep it alive by subscribing or telling one person who wakes up wrong. Tonight, the wake side won on points. The dream side is already appealing the decision. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.